Last week you said you were ready to play. How do you feel this week?
Still ready to play. You know, excited as ever. You know, ready to go. I really can't wait.
Just what are your expectations? I mean, it's been almost 3 years, but what do you think you can do in your first game back?
I think I could do, you know, everything that's within my power to do. You know, I think anything that I've done before and anything that I haven't done, hopefully I can achieve it, really. I mean, I think the sky's the limit. I feel like I'm in great shape, you know, and I think I could just be a help out there to try to make a play and help us put us in a position to win. So, you know, it's a question mark on it, but I know, you know, I expect to do something positive. I know that much. Yeah.
The pressure you must feel, or what kind of pressure do you feel in this return? With everything that's been going on around you?
You know what, honestly, I don't really feel any pressure that's like put on me directly in any type of way. I haven't got that from anybody. More than anything, I'm just excited. I'm having like the most fun that I've ever had doing this, you know, just playing ball, you know, the love of it. That's the only thing that's really, you know, giving me any type of, not really pressure, but kind of just boost, you know, and more than anything. But I haven't felt any pressure. Undue pressure for me, any aspects.
Are you in a different state now than when you came back in 2014 for those 5 games?
I'd definitely say, have to say so, yeah, for sure. For sure, in a different mindset, yes.
Was that player that came back in 2014 not the real Josh Gordon?
I'm the same Josh Gordon, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as it goes, like, Josh being Josh, you know what I'm saying? But different mind frame, different circumstances, things change, you know. Outlooks and just views on life has changed. You know, people mature. You know, life goes on in, 3 years? Or, you know, so. But, yeah, man, it's just a different feeling. Different feeling, different shape I'm in. But, yeah, I get what you mean by a different version, yeah, of myself for sure.
Hey, Josh, were you scared at all about sharing some of your background? I mean, we found out this week about some stuff that we didn't know about you. Were you worried about sharing that with the world?
No, that's in particularly what it was supposed to be, you know. It was supposed to be insight into my life, you know, and however it was written is how it was written. I can't control that. But it's out there, you know, for people to read and take in what they take in from it. But from my standpoint now, I'm here to, like, win football games and be the best receiver I could be out here every day. So as long as none of that translates into what I'm doing day to day with work, you know, then it's fine.
Why do those interviews? What good comes from that?
I have nothing else going on right now. You know, that was just, for me, just felt like using my platform, let my voice be heard, let people, you know, have a window into my life and get a full image of what I've gone through, what I've lived, and my story. You know, I don't think anybody wants to question or have, you know, you guys just question me and want to guess what's going on and what has happened in Josh's life. So now you know.
When I asked you, when we talked to you when you first came back this time, whether Goodell knew everything that was in that GQ article, and you said yes, did he knew every? Would he read that Sports Illustrated story and be surprised about anything?
You know, I don't think anybody other than the people that were directly in relation to me at the time or myself would know all the information of my life. You know, to say Roger Goodell knows all the information of my life, you know, it's a little bit of an overstatement. So I couldn't go as far to say he knows what I did in college, you know, in high school or something like that. So, no, that's a little much.
Josh, the writer said there seems to be a bigger plan about a movie and a book and to make money off of this. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
The writer wrote with how he felt. And if that's how he felt, you know, that's for him to say, but I can't speak as to what happens in the future. I don't have anything in place, anything lined up. You know, I'm not trying to plug anything or sell anything. I was just trying to tell my story. You know?
He wrote you lied to him. Is that true?
Like I said, he felt however he felt, you know. Multiple stories being put out about me all around the same time. Certain people feel certain ways. This person has this information. This person has this information, you know, so. He felt the way he felt, and he wrote what he wrote, you know. Maybe he took it personal. You know, we can't control that. Me and my team, we just have to take it as it comes and handle our business there on in.
Do those confessions have therapeutic value to you?
Yeah, I do believe it does. Just any chance I'd get to do it in the right setting, you know, more than anything, in the right light, you know, to get the right point across, you know, to the right person. I think, yeah, it could benefit myself as well as hopefully someone else, you know, that needs some help or just wants some type of support or some type of influence, or what it may be, you know. So.
Do you question whether, you know, you're in good hands with Michael Johnson? He was portrayed a certain way in the story, and it wasn't flattering.
No, Mike's my guy. Mike's my guy. He's doing great. He's doing well. Like I said, the writer just portrayed us in a light that he felt, you know, that was conducive to telling his story, you know. But I know Mike. A lot of people, other people don't, you know. But the story is me, you know, not necessarily what Mike does and how Mike is as a person.
Did he write anything in there that was inaccurate about your past?
To be honest with you, I haven't even read the whole thing, you know, so I really couldn't even speak on that, honestly.
Can you give us your summation of what you would want to get across from your heart about your life?
A perseverance story, you know, really more than anything. A guy that was able to bounce back, you know. An overcomer, you know, defying the odds. That's an underdog story. That's all it, you know, that's all it is. I think it's something that sells hope for people. You know, it's realistic. It's relatable. You know, people want to know about it. People, you know, and I feel like I said before, if it's in the right context, in the right way, I have no problem telling my story.
Do you look back on that part of your life with a bunch of regrets?
I do not. I'm definitely, you know, everybody makes mistakes, you know, for sure. And you wish, like, oh, man, if I'd done this. But I can't sit back and just go over every past mistake and say, if I went this way instead of this way, what would have happened? You know, so I know better than that. But I think to put me in the position I'm in now, I definitely don't regret it.
Even though you haven't played in 3 years, do you feel you're going into this game in the best possible football state, even when you were racking up big numbers in 2013?
Most definitely.
Really?
Yeah, most definitely, for sure.
Josh, how has it been since you've now come back to Cleveland? And one of the interviews, you had expressed how difficult it was for you to be in Cleveland and and just deal with the fans and all the external stuff. But now that you've been back, personally for you, how has it been since you've come back to Cleveland, and has it been easier on you?
Well, you know, I try to contain my life and just outside of home and work, you know, not too much going on. But I have had just a resounding positive, you know, effect and just feedback from people wherever I'm at. You know, it's been nothing but positive so far, and it's been great. You know, the people have gotten behind me in a way that I haven't seen before, and it's an awesome experience.
When you guys, Hughes said that he's giving you guys Friday night to go out in L.A. and give you free time. So how are you going to spend your Friday night?
I have family coming up for the game, so I'll probably spend time with my family.
Josh, when you say you don't regret that time in your life, I got to ask this because part of the story was you're in gunfights.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had to use a gun and shoot a gun to escape fights in certain situations. Did you hurt anyone? Did you harm anyone, injure anyone that you know of? Because if you don't regret that situation, I'm wondering how you're reconciling it.
I'm not necessarily sure how that question pertains to football.
It doesn't. It pertains to your life.
Right.
Which we were talking about.
Like I mentioned before, and anyways, me like conveying my life, I like to do it in the right context where it gets across the right way as opposed to being used for something else. So.
You know what it means, though, when you read that somebody says, I've never shot a gun maliciously. Sounds a little odd.
Right. I definitely understand that, for sure. For sure. I definitely understand that, though.
We're just trying to figure out if that part of the story was accurate.
I haven't, like I told, I haven't read the whole article, you know, but I definitely got to look into it.